Police in America are investigating the background of a man who was arrested after shots were fired at a Florida golf course where Donald Trump was playing. The suspected gunman has been widely named as 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth. The FBI recovered an AK-47-style assault rifle from a bush where Ruth had been hiding. It's just 2 months since Mr. Trump was shot by a would-be assassin at an election rally in Pennsylvania. Jackie Fox of RTE's States of Mind podcast has been following developments. Jackie, what's now known about what happened yesterday?
So this is what we know. This is the second time in 2 months the FBI is investigating an attempted assassination on the former president, Donald Trump. So yesterday afternoon, a gunman positioned himself in the bushes on the perimeter of the former president's golf club in West Palm Beach in Florida. Mr. Trump was playing a round of golf and a Secret Service agent was one hole ahead of him on the course. That agent spotted a rifle barrel sticking out of the fence, prompting the agent to open fire on the man. The suspect fled, but a man was taken into custody during a traffic stop around 45 minutes away from the golf course. Meanwhile, back at the golf course, an AK-47 style firearm and a scope, two backpacks and a GoPro camera were recovered from a bush. You said US media have named the suspect as 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth, who is in custody, and no official charges have been filed yet.
I'm struck that we've now reached a point where the fact that a man can be wandering around with an AK-47, that this can happen, and his possession of such a lethal weapon is hardly considered to be worth a mention. But are questions being raised about Donald Trump's security arrangements, given that it's just 2 months since there was an attempt on his life?
Yeah, it comes down to this. A gunman with a semi-automatic rifle was able to get around 300 metres away from Donald Trump. And this is the second time this has happened in 2 months. The FBI has launched an investigation, and so has the state of Florida. And the big issue here is apparent lapses in securing the protective perimeter of a targeted site. So this isn't just a random Donald Trump rally. This is a property that he owns. It underscores major problems in the Secret Service and FBI that clearly remain unresolved. And after that first assassination attempt in July, the Secret Service significantly bolstered Donald Trump's security. It included additional agents and enhanced on-the-ground intelligence. And some officials have been telling US media that actually could have played a role in the outcome this weekend. But Donald Trump still retains a protective detail that is smaller to the one than a sitting president has. We don't know if that will change, but I imagine there'll be major reconsideration around it. And already some in Congress are calling for that. And, you know, we all know Donald Trump enjoys a round of golf, and the makeup of these outings might look very different in the future. Gone could be the days of him driving his own golf cart in an open space, often alone, with the nearest agents only a couple of feet away in their own carts, and also inviting people to pose for photos with him.
Following that attempt on his life back in July, the man who is now Mr. Trump's vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, blamed the Biden campaign, saying that effectively their rhetoric was directly responsible for the attack. What's the political reaction been this time?
Yeah, the last time J.D. Vance, he was first out at the traps, blaming Democrats' rhetoric for the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. This time, Donald Trump's running mate, the tune has kind of changed. It was more he was glad to see that Donald Trump was safe, and he was in fact playing it safe with his statement, I'd say, saying there is still so much that we don't know. I imagine there will be more political investigations on Capitol Hill into what happened. Remember, after the attempted assassination of Donald Trump back in July, the director of the Secret Service was brought before the House Oversight Committee, and after incredibly testy exchanges, she ended up resigning over the Secret Service's failure to stop that would-be assassin from coming so close to the former president. In relation to the campaign, there's only 50 days left before November's election, and it doesn't appear that Donald Trump's schedule is changing in any way. He is due to hold a town hall event in Flint in Michigan tomorrow. His running mate J.D. Vance is due to be in Ohio today. No announcements so far that any of that has changed. But Donald Trump has reassured his supporters, saying he was safe and well, and said that nothing will slow him down.
Jackie, many thanks for that. That was Jackie Fox from RTE States of Mind podcast. Well, let's talk a little bit more now about the man in custody, Ryan Ruth. He's known to have had an intense interest in the war in Ukraine, describing it as the most important thing happening in the world today. On a visit to the country, he was interviewed by the Financial Times. The paper's correspondent in Kyiv, Christopher Miller, joins us on the line. Christopher, Ryan Ruth travelled to Ukraine. What did he do there?
That's right. Well, he did travel here. He spent some time in central Kyiv, including on the city's main square, Independence Square or Maidan, where the revolution in 2013-14 happened. He had come here to fight, he said, but he told us and my FT colleague that he was turned away because he was, in his own words, 56. You're old and you have no experience, is what he said the military had told him here. He wanted to join the International Legion, which is this group of foreign fighters that basically heeded the call of President Volodymyr Zelensky here in Ukraine at the very start of Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022. After he was turned away, he decided to start fundraising for the army, and he claimed that he was recruiting for the International Legion. But we got a statement from today from the International Legion here in Ukraine, who said that he was never officially affiliated with the Legion and that he did not do any recruiting for them.
How did he explain his interest in the war?
You know, it's unclear how he came to be interested in this. I think he, told my colleague, and we've gone through some of his social media posts and come to the conclusion that he was attracted to Ukraine as sort of this underdog in this much larger fight, an invasion by Russia after it launched its multi-pronged attack into the country in February of 2022. He, as you mentioned, believed that this was one of the biggest and most important events happening in the world at the time, and spent several weeks here in the country, often donning American patriotic T-shirts, dyeing his hair blue and yellow, the colors of Ukraine's flag. He also wore Ukrainian patriotic hats and shirts, and appeared to be very. Very supportive of Ukraine.
As you were saying to us, he said himself that he had been turned down because he wasn't qualified to fight, but he did encourage others to do so.
Yeah, that's right. He did encourage others to come and fight. And as I mentioned, he sort of set himself up as this recruiter of the International Legion. But again, that Legion has come out today, and members of it who I spoke with also by phone today have told me that he was not officially affiliated with this military organization, this group of foreign fighters who came to fight against Russian forces for Kyiv.
Christopher Miller in Kyiv, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime.